We went to a park in Donetsk, and it was a memorial park. They had a little shrine there for the children that have been killed by the Ukrainian shelling. And so far, the running count just in Donetsk, not in all of Donbass, but just in Donetsk, is 257 children that have been killed from Ukrainian shelling. And it was called the Alley of Angels, and it was very powerful.
Oh, that sounds horrendous, and it certainly animates President Trump's efforts to try to end this war and end the killing. Little children should not be dying because of this type of geopolitics. It's a tragedy. Pearson, we've seen photos of you interacting with the people who are fighting this war. What can you tell us about those people?
So we actually got to visit some of the troops who are fighting for the Russians against the Ukrainians. And the incredible part was that these aren't Russian soldiers. These are Ukrainians. And they've decided to join with Russia and fight against the Ukrainian regime, as they call it. And when I asked them how they felt about fighting against fellow Ukrainians and are they fighting for Russia now? Do they want to see Russia win? And they say, "We're not fighting for Russia. We're fighting to free Ukraine." And I think that says a lot about the mindset of the people here. They don't think that Ukraine is free right now. The Ukrainians living there don't think that it's free. And these people, the soldiers that I spoke with, none of them joined the army willingly. They were grabbed off of the streets, thrown into vans, and forced to fight. One of them was a university student, and he was trying to get his doctorate because apparently there's some kind of loophole that once you get your doctorate, you don't have to fight. And so he was literally at his desk at school, and the henchman came in and dragged him out, kicking and screaming, and threw him into a van. Suddenly, you're in the army now.
So when
And
he was in the
so,
Ukrainian army, but then switched sides and joined the Russian side of the fight?
and joined the Russians, yes,
Wow,
to
so.
fight against Zelensky.